at the Carmelite Monastery in Indianapolis. A secluded order of nuns has taken the issue of sexual abuse by priests to their website, praythenews.com. The sisters set up the site a few years ago to express their views on various world events. I spoke with two of them, Sister Therese and Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth says for her, the topic of sexual abuse was the hardest to write about.
It's like if a member of your own family were involved in a scandal, your approach to it is a lot more emotional than if it would be like a stranger. I love the church. It's very dear to me. So that's why it was very difficult. And also, most priests, I would say 99.9% of priests, are really very hardworking, you know, very, very good men. And that's why it was difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. Sister Therese, you wrote that you are saddened, but you're not surprised by these reports. But what distresses you most is that some of the cases were covered up and not reported to civil authorities. In other words, that the church stands as a law unto itself.
Right. I don't believe it should. When you have an alcoholic priest, the church can deal with that, and it should deal with it by itself. But that's not a felony. And when it gets into a crime that anybody else would be considered a felon, then I think then the church should not be the one to take care of it. It affects more people, especially if it's against children. Then I think that should be handled by civil authorities. So I hope that's something that the church has learned. But we're not a privileged class. We are the people of God. We're fallible. And at times it's embarrassing, and we just have to be humble enough and say, sorry, we were guilty.
At the heart of this episode lies the matter of trust, not only in the church, but those who are its vessels, those who are its representatives within the community. So the two are interwoven. For as much as you say we are all human and we are all frail, at the heart, though, as I said, is trust. Do you trust the church? Sister Ruth?
The church is much more than just the hierarchy. The church is all of us. I am just as much a member of the church as a pope is. And another thing that I think is really important is you have to have a knowledge of history to not be so scandalized by this. I mean, the church, I mean, if you look at church history, okay, throughout the ages, I mean, we've been involved in some pretty horrendous things. And the church has survived that because it's human, but there's also very much of a divine element in it. Like Therese was saying, too, that our faith is in God, our faith is in Jesus. The church is the means, but it's not the end. You know, God is the end.
Mm-hmm. Both of you are really calling for quite a bit of self-examination on the part of Catholics today.
Yes.
And in particular, on the part of the hierarchy. Sister Ruth?
Well, you know, the church has existed for so long. It's kind of like put itself, or it's perceived as a superpower, sort of like the United States. And so I think this may be good for the church. The government at times needs to be humbled to realize that there's other nations out there, other people who are just as important as our country, as much as I love it. And I think the church, too, it's not always going to be right. Somebody said your wounds have to be open to be healed. And I think that maybe this will be redeeming for the church to undergo a bit of
purification.
And purification. Sometimes we come off looking that we're more right than other people.
Do you holier know? Than thou, as it were.
Yeah, holier than thou. And we're not.
Sister Ruth and Sister Therese, along with other nuns at the Carmelite Monastery in Indianapolis, offer prayers and observations on their website, praythenews.com. You can also find out about them on our website, npr.org.